ambassador. In its pursuit towards the proper administration of justice, government has not only sought to enhance the independence of the national justice system through specific measures, but has also sought to enhance its efficiency as well as the access to the justice system. Intended to exclude any form of possible political involvement by the executive branch of the state, following the 2020 constitutional reforms, judges at national level are now appointed by the president following a public call, in accordance with the recommendation made by the Judicial Appointments Committee, an independent committee composed of independent individuals representing independent roles, solidifying the complete separation of powers. Moreover, government has also sought to enhance the independence of the national justice system by reforming the Office of the Attorney General. The State Advocate Act of 18 December 2019 now designates the Attorney General's Office as a specialized prosecution service, in line with the Venice Commission's recommendations on the establishment of a Director of Public Prosecution, leaving the role of legal counsel to the state solely and exclusively to the State Advocate. The substantial reform in the Office of the Attorney General is further reinforced by the ongoing recruitment of additional prosecutors. In 2023, 19 lawyers were recruited. The objective of the Recovery and Resilience Plan to hire 31 officers for the Office of the Attorney General has been achieved. Currently, the total workforce at the Attorney General's office stands at 90 employees, comprising 64 prosecutors and 26 administrative staff members. The Maltese authorities are committed to ameliorate the national justice system through a sustained effort by inter alia digitalizing the justice process, enacting legislative reforms that shorten procedural timeframes and increasing the judicial complement. Malta now has the largest number of members of the judiciary, 29 judges and 29 magistrates. Increasing the court's physical working space is also being prioritized. Government is currently investing in the process mapping and redesign of judicial procedures, aiming at implementing end-to-end digital processes. We are also investing in the creation of a court information management system for the law courts, alongside further investment in supporting software and outsourcing services to guarantee that adequate resources, skills and expertise are ensured. Procedural reforms such as that being undertaken in the field of committal proceedings are also underway. Other efforts are also being expanded to create a specialized commercial court, as opposed to having a section of the civil courts undertaking such function, as well as to create specialized magistrates focusing their function on magisterial inquiries. Work is also underway in terms of reforming the systems and procedures in the family court, which reform will also be subjected to the process of public consultation. Another notable strategic initiative revolves around the transition to a more digitalized justice environment, which is mainly funded by the Recovery and Resilience Fund, to continue enhancing the quality and efficiency of the national justice system through the first National Digital Justice Strategy 2022-2027, aiming to provide the core principles under which we are gradually redesigning the business processes in the justice sector in a secure manner by means of a digital by default architecture, whilst ensuring that all citizens and legal professionals have access to justice and legal information, irrespective of one's level of IT literacy. Thank you.
Thank you.